This place looks old. Did the soldiers find themselves here in 1777?
These buildings were not constructed until after the war, but Burgoyne and his men did slog through here that July. By this time, Riedesel had decamped in Hubbardton and continued then by road to Fort Anne to rejoin the main body of the army. They pressed on to Fort Edward, much as they had traveled up Lake Champlain, with Fraser and the Indians in front, Burgoyne and Riedesel taking up the rear.
How are these guys getting fed?
That was a big deal. The prudent General Riedesel was well aware of the challenges that would arise as Burgoyne got further away from Canada, greatly extending his supply line. While encamped in and around Hubbardton, Riedesel got a good look at the cultivated fields and laid out his concerns to Burgoyne in a letter on July 22nd.
Great and rapid successes have at once placed the army in such a position that we will often be forced to be, either with the whole or part of the army, far away from the rivers and our bateaux. The equipment of the army is of such a nature that our bateaux are very necessary if we would not find ourselves short of everything.
Just like I said, because he has left the waterways, it is more difficult to haul supplies.
The men are weary from toil, and the battalion grows so weak that they look more like slim companies than heavy masses of men.
I bet this long march was hard on the soldiers. It had been like 2 weeks after Hubbardton.
I therefore give it as my opinion that there are only two ways for us to do. We must, with the army, always remain near a river, and not leave it until means offer themselves for transporting the bateau to another river.
But that strategy had its problems. You can only move very slowly and limit your presence to the area near the waterways, which would leave loyalists undefended and give time for the rebels to gather. Still, Riedesel had a plan for Burgoyne to consider.
To avoid all these evils, our army must be brought into a condition in which it can move with much more celerity than it has been accustomed to. That is, the requisite number of horses must be procured to carry the necessary baggage of the officers, the tents, ammunition, artillery, and provisions.
But you said that Burgoyne was overextended, having to provide horses for all those land carries. Where are they going to get more horses?
The country between here and the Connecticut River, and even 15 miles beyond that river, is destitute of troops and full of the best horses. In fact, there is not an inhabitant who does not possess 3 or 4 horses.
Oh, good plan. But who is he going to send?
If Your Excellency will detach to the Connecticut the regiment of dragoons,
meaning the Germans, and also some loyalist regiments,
and an officer and 30 of each regiment, under the command of a good staff officer, I am convinced that this corps would procure the necessary number of horses for the army. The regiment of dragoons would thus be mounted and do all that Your Excellency would expect from it.
Grandpa, what is a dragoon?
A dragoon is a mounted infantryman, but Riedesel is referring to the Brunswick Dragoons under Lieutenant Colonel Friedrich Baum.
Why them in particular?
Well, because the king would not pay to transport their horses, but agreed that he would pay to mount them if it became necessary. Now that they were traveling by land, they were moving really slowly, and it made sense to put them on horseback.
This detachment, although, could at the same time gather up all the ox teams to be used in transporting the provisions. This plan, if carried out, would put the army in the most flourishing condition, and Your Excellency would no longer have any difficulty in carrying out each movement, either in detail or otherwise, according to your own plan.
Makes sense. What did Burgoyne do with Riedesel's plan?
For now, nothing. He put it in his back pocket. If Burgoyne could make it to the Mohawk River, then he could be reinforced by Howe and St. Leger and supplied from the south.
I get it. His orders were to get to Albany.
No matter what.